Our next speaker is Mark Wilf. Mark is a principal at Garden Homes, his family's real estate firm, which is one of the largest real estate developers in the U.S. He's also the owner of the Minnesota Vikings. We want to hear, will there be NFL football? Mark, let us know.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Hope everyone and your families are safe and well. I appreciate the chance to be here today to provide first some thoughts as an NFL owner on how we're moving forward with the season this year, and second, to give you some highlights on how we at the Vikings are engaged in social justice efforts. And Larry, to what you asked first, let me say that I'm optimistic that we will play football this NFL season. There's some uncertainty about this and about how we'll deal with fans in the stands, but we should be playing football this fall. We're staying close to the NFL, their chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, as well as the Vikings doctors and training staff. Those medical and training professionals are optimistic we will play football this season, so that makes me optimistic. The NFL is taking a phased-in approach to return to work and return to play. In phase one, we're focused on bringing our business staff back to the office, and then we'll move to bring our coaches and players back. It's important to note that to return to play, not only does it need to be in line with state health regulations in Minnesota, but it also has to be collectively bargained with the NFL Players Union, and those conversations are going on right now. We just opened our team headquarters this past Monday for essential business staff, those who need to be in our facility to do their jobs effectively, and right now we have about 60 employees in our building, which is less than 30% of our full-time staff. The biggest challenge we face will be getting our players back together and practicing in a very physical sport. We will need to test our athletes frequently, and we'll need to keep our building pristine to keep the virus out. Our players and coaches will likely follow our business group back into the team headquarters a few weeks from now, and right now our 90-man roster is participating in our off-season program virtually. Training camp typically begins the third week in July, and we're working on a training camp right now to determine what it looks like and whether or not we will have fans in attendance. In Minnesota, training camp has been a great tradition for us, for our fans to watch the team come together each summer free of charge. The NFL is also taking a hard look at the preseason schedule. As you know, each NFL season has four games, two at home and two on the road, and that number may be reduced for this season. While there is a fair amount of uncertainty, the NFL has a little more time to continue to work on these challenges, as well as to learn from the other sports in our country, and you've seen the announcements about the NBA, NHL, MLB, and MLS all preparing to return to play. There are also a number of task forces at the league and team level that are working on returning to games and stadiums. A lot of this work is being done on how we will deal with fan ingress and egress, seating, and concessions. One thing that's become abundantly clear to our fans and to our nation is how important professional sports and the NFL are to our nation. Sports provide great shared moments, camaraderie, family connection, and even a healthy escape. Hope and joy as you root for your favorite team. I'm optimistic and very excited about kicking off our NFL season at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday, September 13th against our rival, the Green Bay Packers. Second, on race relations and the NFL, in terms of the current climate on racial and social justice in the NFL, there are, of course, a lot of conversations and efforts going on that have been heightened by the killing of George Floyd, which happened on Memorial Day about 20 blocks from the Viking Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium. With the killing of George Floyd, a lot of us in the NFL had very similar emotions to those being felt across the country. It's led to a lot of different conversation, a lot of listening. Our conversations have been with our players and coaches, with our internal diversity council, members of our front office, employees, and Vikings alumni, such as former Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page, who spoke to our staff and to our players just this past week. We're also talking to and listening to a number of people throughout our community. Ultimately, we understand that as an NFL franchise, the Vikings have a significant platform that allows us to address these important issues. That platform is both a privilege and an obligation that we use for good to make a positive impact in our state and our community. Our organization has a longstanding tradition of its players being engaged in the community. Over the past few seasons, we've had a group of players who've been more focused on social justice issues, dealing with criminal justice reform, law enforcement, community relations, and working with inner-city students on education, food security, and other matters. Our players created a social justice committee within our locker room a few years ago and have stepped up their community engagement since the George Floyd tragedy. For example, eight Vikings team leaders met last weekend with the Minneapolis Chief of Police and several other police officers to talk about race relations, law enforcement reform, and the need for change. We're proud of our players for taking on these challenging issues. My own family, the Wilf family, has had a long history of working on human rights issues, tolerance, and respect. Being the children of Holocaust survivors, our family has been focused on these significant matters for many, many years. The Vikings football team is a great example of young men from all walks of life, backgrounds, races, and religions who work together towards one goal. I have personally been so inspired by their work and efforts to use their platform to make an impact. Thanks again, Larry, and thanks to all of you for your time and for the opportunity to talk with you today. Thank you.
Great.